All right, folks. Well, welcome to the Weekly Targeting Excellence Call. My name is John Rich, and this is a call that we've been doing now since October of 2011. And I got so excited about tonight's guest. The gentleman's name is David Gould. And let me tell you a little bit about David. I know I'm very impressed. David Greenwald is the author of the Body Transformation book, The Leanest Lifestyle, and founder of the Leanest Lifestyle University. Now, David holds a Bachelor of Science degree and is a certified wellness coach in affiliation with Well Coach and the American College of Sports Medicine. David self-taught programming and developed all of the software his students use online that records, tracks, and reports their nutrition, exercise, and weight management goals. David, and this is really impressive, David has personally coached over 3,711 men and women online since 1999. His coaching and fitness software programs have been successfully used by hospitals, police departments, fire departments, medical clinics, educational institutions, and literally every type of individual from every walk of life from over 20 countries. Now, he's been helping people improve their bodies and health for over 30 years. I don't know about you folks, but that's pretty doggone impressive, and I just want to welcome David to the call. David, are you there?
I am. Thanks so much, John, for having me.
Oh, you know what? Like I said, when we first connected, this is a perfect opportunity because I really haven't had anybody, especially with your credentials, get on this line and share with such dynamic background. So I'm going to start off tonight by asking you, I have a feeling I know, but I don't want to assume here, but what is, in your view, what's the state of health of busy professionals?
Well, you know, the state of health of busy professionals is, you know, people are people, and busy professionals are in poor health overall. We have 66% of Americans, anyway, who are overweight, and 34% of them are obese. Stress is off the charts. They're sleep deprived, and they're just not enjoying all that they are capable of enjoying in their busy lives because their health is in a poor state. So overall, I can't really give a very high grade to the health of busy professionals because they're so busy working on their business and working in other areas besides their personal lives and their health, that those particular areas are suffering.
Yeah, and I had a feeling that's what you were going to say. And you know, I don't coach people in that realm like you do, but I have seen in the past where when I met one-on-one with several of them, that was, in fact, an issue that I could see was going to be taking a toll on them, and you know it's very unfortunate. But then again, you know there's people like you that can help them, so that's wonderful. And this is kind of a tag along or a segue into this what I want to ask you now, and that is why should entrepreneurs, business leaders, and even managers care about getting in shape?
Well, what happens? And I'm one of them, first of all. I'm a busy professional. I'm an entrepreneur, and you know, and I run my business. And one of the things that gets ignored is this, the whole health and the personal side of our lives, unless we really pay attention to it and we really focus on it. We're so busy doing things to make hay and to grow our businesses and to make connections and just do all of the work that's necessary to really be, you know, a professional, an entrepreneur, a business owner, a manager, a leader, that we let, you know, that personal and that the health and wellness side of our lives go. But the reason it's so important, I mean, there are so many reasons, but some of the major reasons that it's so important that as leaders and professionals, we take time for health is, for one, we're going to perform better as professionals and leaders and managers if our brains are functioning better, if we're sharper, if we've got more energy working upstairs. And the healthier we are, the better we eat, the better we take care of our bodies, the better our brains work, the more energy we feel overall, of course, but also the sharper our minds are, the better decisions that we're going to be able to make about our business and about all aspects relating to it. So, you know, right off the bat, I just would want to make clear that I think one of the most important benefits for busy professionals, business owners, entrepreneurs, leaders, managers is to be very sharp in the mind and to be have plenty of energy to be able to sustain the very long work days that so many of us are enduring and working through these days. So we've got cognitive benefits, you've got the mental benefits of that, you've got just overall energy. The more energy you have, the better you feel, the healthier you are, and the more energy you have, the more you're going to be able to get done in the same given period of time. And, you know, as busy professionals know, time is something that we all get the same amount of and we never get back. And the more productive we can be, the better we're going to do. You know, we've all heard the saying, you know, the harder I work, the luckier I get. But we don't want to just work hard, and we don't want it to just feel hard. We want to be really productive as busy business professionals. So we've got the mental side, we've got this overall energy, and then I've got to really mention confidence. And what happens if we feel better about ourselves? You know, 99 times out of 100, we're going to feel more confident. And as the leaders of companies, as managers, as professionals, a lot of times we are going to be leading the charge. We are going to have to speak to people. We're going to have to speak in front of people. We're going to have to lead. We're going to have to present. We are going to be on the front and on the front lines. And anytime we're in that position and we have more confidence, that's going to be conveyed in our speaking. It's going to be conveyed in our nonverbal communication, and we're going to come across as more confident, more authoritative, and we're going to instill confidence in the individuals that we're working with, and overall, we're just going to do better. And these are just some of the reasons, and I know that just kind of impromptu, it's off the cuff, but it's just so important, and this is so much just beyond, you know, just getting the fat off and getting healthy, which of course can extend our lives and have us feeling better overall, be lighter on our feet, improve relationships, and all of those things. But specifically for the business professional and the leader, I think that mental function and energy and confidence are three top things.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the reasons. There was many more, of course. That's one of the reasons why I felt so compelled to have you on this call, because with the work that I do, I work with people that, you know, with my expertise is in the mind and in the brain, the mind-brain connection, and the attraction fact that plays a part there. When you have that energy like you're talking about and you have that like confidence like you talk about, that has a big role on the types of people that you actually attract into your life. I have constantly seen folks that are what I call overweight, just downright, they're happy with their life, and then they wonder why they're broke, they're busted, they're disgusted, and it's a constant theme. And you hit on those things right there, but I love the fact that you did it from a totally different aspect, because it all ties in. And again, that's why I feel like I'm really connected to you, because what you do, it ties in very well with what I do. All right. Well, moving on to the third question, and that is this. What you would believe anyways, what are the three biggest myths, or maybe a better way to put it is misconceptions about losing fat, let's say toning up and improving health?
Well, first of all, let me just go back to something you said just a moment ago, John, because I so much have found since I've come to know you over the past many weeks, that, you know, you've got a mantra of be more, do more, have more. And when I saw that, and you know, I knew that we incorporate actually that teaching into our model, I knew that we had a connection. And then as I continued to see the posts, the infographics, the quotes, the messages that you put out, as you said, I knew that we are very much in sync with how we think and how we approach improving, you know, the lives of the people that we connect with. And, you know, we all heard the saying also, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Mm-hmm. Well, the healthy is the first thing there. And it's just so important that once we have our health, then being wealthy and having the confidence and being wise can follow suit. But as far as the question you just asked, what are the three biggest myths about losing fat, toning up, and improving health? Let's see. Well, I think the biggest myth of all is that the majority of people can just follow a five-word diet. And that five-word diet is eat less and exercise more, as though that's the entire solution to getting in shape. You know, so many people are walking around going, I know what to do, I just need to do it. That's the thing that gets repeated over and over and over again. I know what to do, I just need to do it. And if you ask them, what do you mean, I know what to do? Well, I've got to eat less and exercise more. And if that were the case, if that was true, if all it took was just eat less and exercise more, there'd be a lot more lean, healthy people walking around. But the reality is that weight loss in our modern obesogenic, and the big word there I'll explain in a second, but in our modern obesogenic environment is complex. And it's complex because we have so many external factors to deal with and then internal factors to deal with that are pushing and driving us to eat the wrong things and to rest more. Because of all of those factors, external and internal, weight loss is more complex than just eat less and exercise more. So I think the biggest myth is that people believe that they know what to do, so, and they just need to do it. But the reality is that 80% or more of people who have struggled with their weight for more than a year really don't know what to do. So they can't just do it. So I'd say that's the first and biggest myth is understanding and kind of accepting the gravity that is weight loss in our modern environment. You know, and that obesogenic word that I mentioned earlier just means that, you know, it is obese producing. It is obese generating. Is it obesity supporting? So the obesogenic environment just means the environment is very supportive of an obese lifestyle. So That would be first. I had to come up with another one off the top of my head. I would say that what people believe typically that if they just, the solution once they get going is primarily an exercise related one. And that if they just exercise a little bit more, then that fat's going to come right off. They just need to do 20 minutes of something or 30 minutes of something that they haven't been doing, and the fat's going to disappear. And that's just a massive misconception, because the reality is that food is king. Food is king when it comes to the actual weight loss component of the equation, not exercise. Exercise is important. It's healthy. It's awesome. And we recommend it, but it's not the primary. So I think it's definitely a big myth or misconception that if people just would move just a little bit more, you know, you get the standard, well, take the stairs, you know, instead of the elevator. Park further away from, you know, Walmart's front door. You know, do those kinds of things, and then the weight loss is going to start falling off. And that's just not the case. And I would say one just popped into my head. And I don't know if it's the biggest myth, and it's a little bit gender biased, but I just see it so often, is that, you know, we're focused on doing some kind of strength training so that we can preserve and add muscle, because we lose muscle as we get older. If we don't do something to keep the muscle we have, then we will lose it as we get older. And I'd say one of the biggest myths is that women especially believe that if they strength train, they're going to bulk up. And that's just not the case. Not unless you're training like a professional bodybuilder for 10 years, and then, you know, you're still not going to typically bulk up as a woman if you've lost body fat. So I would say those are the big three. You know, eat less and exercise more is the answer, which it's not. just exercise just an extra 20 minutes and that's gonna be your ticket, which that's not true, and that strength training bulks up women, which is just not the case. It's absolutely not true.
Okay, interesting. All right, and folks, I don't know about you. Hopefully everybody's taking some notes because I know I am. So, all right, well, moving right along. You know, as I said, you know, I've not been following you a real long time, but it's become very evident to me that you're known for being the guy that people go to when they've tried many other diets and programs, but still haven't been successful. And so I guess my question is, what is it about the tough cases that draws them to you and then likewise you to them?
That's a great question. I don't think I've ever been asked that question before, but I find it to be true. And I think that for me what it is that I find the tough cases interesting. I like to get down in the trenches with my students. I like to get into all the muck. And it's not because, you know, I'm just some, you know, somebody that just feels like they need to know everybody's business. It's not that. It's that I really enjoy getting to know my clients, getting to know my students, and figuring out what it is that really have been the issues that have gotten in the way of them being successful. Because I know, it's like I said a minute ago, if it was as simple as eat less and exercise more, they'd already be lean. They wouldn't need me. But it's not that simple. The obesogenic environment, the external factors, the internal factors that are always at play, you know, kind of thwarting the efforts of those that are trying to, you know, get it off. So I like to get to know my students, and the tough cases are interesting because they're not as easy. They're not just as simple as, here's your 7-day menu, and here's your exercise plan, and I'll see you in a week, and send me an email if you need any help. That's not who I work with. That's not how we do it. So, you know, I think first and foremost, this is what I've said this for years, John, that other than taking care of my family and those that I love and are in my life personally, this is what I was put on earth to do. And most trainers and most people don't want to get into all of the stuff, all of the muck that I love to be in, that I love to get to know when it comes to, you know, my clients. But I really do. I think that they're drawn to me because they know that I do work personally and vehemently on their behalf and with them personally. It doesn't take very long typically for my students to recognize that this isn't something I do for a paycheck. This is what I do because I live and breathe it, and I love what I do as a wellness coach, and I love getting to know my students. So I think that's why.
Well, you know, you just hit on another one, and folks know we didn't plan this out. You know, that's another thing that I can definitely relate to. And I have a few of my clients on the line tonight, and I won't hold them to it, but I think they would most likely say that they know that I absolutely love to get to know them. I'm not just in this for the paycheck. I want to get to know who they are, and I let them know, hey, you know, I'm your friend. You know, if you have an issue going on in your life, let's talk. And that's one of the things. So there's another similarity. And you know, folks, I hope you're writing that down, because the people that you guide and you mentor and in your business, you know, these things, this little thing, what Dave is talking about here, this will go a long, long way, because when people realize that you're treating other people as human beings, not a human doing, it goes a long way. So anyways, I applaud you for that, David, because that is outstanding. All right. All right, let me look at my list. I've got some other questions here. All right, well, let's try this one. What do those who have struggled to get in shape need to have, you know, in order to be successful?
Well, again, I look at you know, more than 90% of the students who come to me are not those who put on 10 pounds for the first time in their life and all they've got to do is just flip a switch, kick their willpower in, and literally go ahead and eat less and exercise more and knock it off. You know, that's not my typical client. My typical client is someone who has struggled for more than a year, and typically, not just a year, typically decades. My average client is in their late 40s, early 50s, and has struggled for a long time. And so when I think if I'm going to answer that question, then I need to preface it with that, because these things that I strongly believe, I really believe all of these things need to be in place for that person, the person who has struggled. And if they aren't in place, then typically what I find, and I don't mean 51% typically, I mean 95% typically, what I find is that I'm not saying they don't lose weight, but typically the weight loss is short-lived. And one of the things that I am focused on from start to finish is permanent weight loss, evidence-based lifestyle strategies for permanent weight control. That's what I'm focused on. So for what do people need to get in shape, what do they need to have in place to be successful? First of all, I'm talking about the person who has struggled for more than a year to achieve their goals, even if that goal is to lose 10 pounds. Whether it's 10 pounds or 250, it doesn't matter. It's still a struggle if it hasn't been achieved. So the first thing I would say is they have to learn how to set SMART goals and also learn the difference between performance goals and outcome goals. Now, for this call, it's beyond the scope of just trying to explain it all, but these are the things, let me just say, these are the things that I'm extremely confident must be in place for what I call the weight fighter, the person who has struggled more than a year, what they must have in place to be successful. They should know how to set and know how to set SMART goals and know the difference between performance and outcome goal or on performance goals. Second thing is have to develop, know, and refine what we call their why. And we've been teaching that since 1999. Number three, the weight fighter is almost invariably going to need, for some period of time, a level of accountability. None of us is perfect, and nobody has to be perfect to do well at the program, but we all do better with accountability. So that's number three. Number four, make sure that you're using a sound, science-based program. Don't go into, you know, a diet, you know, like the grapefruit diet or the cabbage soup diet or any of these fad things that are eliminating entire food groups that are just really quackery. So make sure you're using a sound program that's science-based. And then the fifth thing is a person who has been struggling with their weight and they want to be successful, they have to be willing to allocate their team. And by team, it's an acronym that stands for they have to make sure they can allocate enough time for themselves, enough energy for themselves, affection, might sound a little strange, but it's self-compassion, and affection for themselves, and then some money. Now, that doesn't mean that somebody has to spend thousands of dollars. It's not about that. It's not the more money you spend, the better you're going to do. But if someone isn't willing to spend one red cent on themselves, if they don't have a pair of tennis shoes and they won't buy themselves a pair of tennis shoes, then I just have found that person is not as focused and committed on this, and it's a sign that they might not be as successful. So it's not that losing weight requires a ton more time, by the way. It's not that it needs a ton more energy, but some more time, some more energy. You can't hate yourself to a better body and better health. So learning to at least like yourself and then eventually love yourself as you go through this process, that's the affection part. And then being willing to allocate some money. Maybe somebody wants to hire a personal trainer. Maybe they need a personal trainer as a part of their team. Maybe they need to get a gym membership. Maybe they just need a new pair of tennis shoes. Maybe they just need to make sure that they set aside a little bit of extra money, if it requires extra money, for just healthy food. That's the team. That's number five. And then number six is seeking out and engaging personal, professional, and spiritual support as needed. That's number six. And because going this alone, if you've struggled, is not the way to go. Again, I'm going to say the 95%. 95% of people, the weight fighters, the people who have struggled a long time with their weight, trying to go through this lone wolf solo. I know what to do. I just need to do it. You know, if it's to be, it's up to me. There's so many different sayings that can get someone in trouble and that don't work. Some engagement of personal, which could be your friends, it could be, you know, a family member, it could be somebody that you're a buddy with. You've got the professional side of things. That's where maybe it is a personal trainer, maybe it is a wellness coach, maybe it's a therapist that needs to be involved in this, a physician, registered dietitian. It's not that all of those things are needed. Everybody's unique and everybody has different needs, but being willing to seek out and engage the personal, professional, and then, of course, the spiritual support as needed. And, John, I think we're very much in sync here in this regard. And this one, you're leagues ahead of me on, and that's on the spiritual side. But I found this. When people have some level of spirituality, or they feel some level of spirituality, whether they believe in God or they believe in a higher power or whatever it may be, the more in sync they are with that spiritual source, the better they do. And when they're not in sync with that spiritual source, if they are someone of faith or if they're someone of strong spiritual belief, if they aren't in sync, they don't do as well. But if they are in sync, they do better every single time. So being willing to engage in those resources as needed, whether it be someone of the clergy, whether it be self-help, whether it be church, whether it be groups, whatever they may be, those things are very important. So those are the six things that I think and I'm very confident of that must be in place for what I call the weight fighter. And I know that I wish you could just put it on, put it in a little fortune cookie thing and have it just come out and say, just do this. You know, it's just 1, 2, 3, ABC. Mm-hmm. But as I said, the reality is that if it was as simple as eat less and exercise more, there'd be a lot more thin people walking around.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I'm not, because I take up way too much time, but one of the things that I 100% agree, because it was really a breakthrough for me, was the spirituality aspect. That to me is a must. And like you said, I don't go around and try to convince people to believe the way I believe, but to me it is an absolute necessity to have a belief in a higher power, it's made a huge difference for me. So if from what David's saying, I think that the message is very clear that is a key aspect to the success you're going to have. And guess what? He's talking about losing weight, folks. He's talking about getting in shape. He's talking about being fit. So if that tells you anything. All right. Do you have any, I guess I'd call them a quick nutrition tip or tips to get a busy professional started?
Yeah, it's a good question. After that dissertation that I just delivered, I suppose that it's the least I could do, right? Is try to simplify at least some of this, because the reality is that what I say is that although weight loss is complex, it's more complex than eat less and exercise more. It's not as complex or hard as some make it out to be, and I know that's a bit of a there's a bit of opposites going on there in what I'm saying. But the reality is that when you have the things in place, it is so much easier than going it alone. And not just easier, but sustained and sustainable. So, all right, so a quick nutrition tip to get someone going. All right, again, this isn't going to sound like something that, you might commonly hear, but that's just not who I am. I don't know. We think differently, and we do things a little differently at Leanest Lifestyle University. So what I would say is, if I had to give a quick nutrition tip, I would say the first thing I would say is eat real food. And simplifying that as best as I can, real food are foods that are single ingredient. An apple is a single ingredient food. Chicken breast is a single ingredient food. You know, asparagus, corn, tomatoes, broccoli, you know, your fruits and vegetables are single ingredient foods. And, or, if it's not single ingredient food, real food is also those foods that they may be packaged, but they're what I call grandmother multiples. Grandmother multiples. All that means is that the ingredient on the package, no matter what, no matter how long the list is, as best as possible, make the ingredients be something that you would have found in your grandmother's kitchen.
Hmm.
If the ingredient isn't something you would have found in your grandmother's kitchen, be highly suspect of it. Try to find something else to replace it.
That's
so good. I would say the first thing is eat real food, single ingredient foods and grandmother multiples. That'd be the first quick nutrition tip. I'd say if I had to give another real quick one, and there are many, but if I had to give a real quick one, I would say chew your calories and don't drink them. You know, eat an apple versus drinking apple juice. Eat an orange versus drinking orange juice. Instead of drinking soda, of course, chew the equivalent calories of something reasonably healthy, something that is a single ingredient in a grandmother multiple food. The reason for that is when we chew our calories and rather than drink them, we feel more satisfied longer. It takes a little longer for our digestive system to get through it. We don't have the tremendous blood sugar spikes and then the crashes that follow typically. And overall, the research has shown that people who don't drink their calories, which is, of course, in our modern environment, you know, let's face it, if we're drinking a lot of calories, the calories are coming primarily from either soda or alcohol.
Right.
They might also be coming from your lattes and cappuccinos and things like that as well. But if we're looking at across the board, the greatest contributor of liquid calories would be sodas and alcohol. So chew your calories, don't drink them, and eat real food. If I had to simplify and give two quick nutrition tips that I think can make a huge difference and get someone going, that's what I'd say.
All right, awesome. Okay, well, you know, how much exercise is required? I mean, you know, what do you believe? What's best?
Well, I think that it depends on where someone is. If they haven't been doing anything at all, then it's good to do something. It is, even if it's walking. Whatever it is that someone will do consistently, whatever it is that someone will do even when they don't necessarily feel like it, you know, 20 to 30 minutes, you know, 4 or 5 days a week to get started, even if it's going for a walk, is a great start. We do need to move. We aren't biologically hardwired, by the way, to desire physical exertion. We really aren't. We have a need for it, but we aren't biologically hardwired to do it on our own. So it's something that we have to be conscious of. And so to make it so that it isn't a chore and isn't just, drudgery every single day, it's best if we can find something that we at least tolerate at first, maybe grow to like, and then maybe eventually grow to really like or love. But anything that, you know, involves movement, you know, and also what I'd say is this, movement that is done for the purpose of improving physical fitness. Because what can happen is someone says, okay, I'm doing laundry, I'm moving. Well, yeah, it's true, and you're burning more calories doing that. Okay, next thing it'll be is I'm brushing my hair, you know, I'm moving. It's true, you're burning more calories than sitting on the couch. Okay, I'm raking leaves in the yard. That's true too. You're burning more calories there. And all those things are great. But when I say movement done for the purpose of improving physical fitness, we want to make exercise a part of our life for life. We want it to be done on purpose. And we want to make sure that we engage in it, even if it's not fall and there are no leaves on the ground. Even if it's not late spring, early summer, and we don't have a garden to work on. We want to make sure that we're moving, even if, you know, we don't have some of the chores around the house that can definitely be, you know, cause exertion and sweat and all that. So we want to engage in things that we can tolerate at first, maybe grow to like and maybe grow to love, but something that we will do even when we're a little tired, even when we kind of otherwise not feel like it necessarily. And starting with 30 minutes a day, 4 or 5 days a week is a great place to start. Ultimately, because I'm always a person that I think it's best if I tell the truth, because I really believe some people in this industry believe that you can't tell people the truth when it comes to weight loss, because if you tell them the truth, you're going to scare them away. You can't tell people that it's going to take eventually, if they really want to lose a lot of weight and they want to do it in a fairly quick but still healthy fashion, they're going to need to exercise. That's that physical movement done for the purpose of improving physical fitness. They're going to need to exercise 60 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Can't tell them that. Well, I'm telling you that because that's, I believe you can handle the truth. I believe that once people know the truth, then they can decide what they're going to do with it, and they can decide how they're going to manage it. So ultimately, working up to 60 minutes about 5 days a week is what is going to be best for really getting the weight moving. Person doesn't have to exercise 60 minutes 5 days a week to keep the weight off, but to really get that weight loss to be moving when brought into a part of a sound program, that's going to be about where they're going to be.
You know, and again, there's another that I put a check mark down on it, because that's how I am. I tell people what they need to hear, not necessarily what they want to hear. So bravo on that one. All right. Now, this next question, I have somewhat of a question mark, because I believe I saw something about you have a free, and this is why I'm not sure, but I believe you have a free 5-day course that people can take. Is that right?
I do. It's called Lifestyle 101. And what happens, it's a free course, and what happens is, it's about a 5-minute and 30-second video of me teaching the principles that every person who wants to engage in weight loss and who has struggled needs to know right up front. And so with one video per day at about 5 minutes and 30 seconds of video, I teach. I'm on camera. I'm literally teaching the principles that are necessary to get someone started, really started, not just here's your 7-day menu and here's your exercise plan, but to really get started, to really start getting that mind to be thinking in the right way so that the first steps to permanent weight loss can occur. So it's one video a day for 5 days. And with Lifestyle 101, the students who take that free course also have full online access to the campus, which includes all the nutrition, exercise, goal setting, motivation, personal support tools that I programmed and that exist on leanestlifestyle.com. So, but anyway, it's all a part of it. And the reason for Lifestyle 101 is I really want to introduce people to the way that I think, the way that my model is set up, the way that give them an understanding of what's really going to be necessary. And it's not to scare them, obviously, because I think what people find is, although weight loss is more complex and eat less and exercise more, once they understand what's really necessary and they know the truth, then they can begin to make the real changes that aren't monumental, that aren't hard, that aren't overwhelming, but that are so critical and necessary to help get them moving in the right direction and get weight loss moving. That's what Lifestyle 101 is all about. It's an intro to weight loss.
All right, I don't want to assume, because I had a question here as far as how does that work. Is it a situation where they sign up at a website and then they start receiving videos, or is that how that is?
Right. So what they would do is they would come to the website at lluniversity.com. They would just click on courses. They'd see 101, Lifestyle 101, and they just enroll. There's no cost to it at all, and they just enroll, and they get their first video immediately to their email. The link to the first video comes right to their email, and literally within 30 seconds after getting their email, they're going to be watching me teach the first lesson of the five. So, yes.
Excellent. Yep. Excellent. All right. All right. Well, that leads me to pretty much my last question. I want to make sure everybody can find out more about you. But the last question that I have, anyways, is, you know, what happens after the five-day course? I mean, what if someone actually wants to get really serious with weight loss and learn how to get the weight off and keep it off? Well, what happens then?
Well, after the five-day course, someone may decide that they do want to go it alone and they want to, you know, carry on the principles that they learned in Lifestyle 101 and go about it that way, and they certainly can. Even a Lifestyle 101 student will have some personal access to me within the campus through what we call private messaging. But if someone wants to take their weight loss to the next level, if they really want to get the support and make sure that they've got the six strategies that I talked about earlier, SMART goals, why, accountability, sound program, you know, a team approach, and having that personal, professional, and spiritual aspects, having all of those strategies in place and covered, then the first course for those individuals is called Lifestyle 180. And Lifestyle 180 is a six-month course that is dynamic. It's extremely educational. We make sure that we leave no stone unturned from an educational perspective, but also from an oversight and accountability and support perspective and a motivation perspective. And we start, you know, on day one, and we take the students through, and we take them through all of the fundamentals of permanent weight loss, everything from nutrition to exercise to emotional support, and we cover everything that they need to know over a six-month period. And Lifestyle 180 is intense, but it's so rewarding for the students. And so that's the next, you know, evolution beyond Lifestyle 101. And typically we see, you know, it's a six-month program, but typically what we see during the educational phase of the 6 months, which lasts about 20 weeks, is we'll see between 15 and 20% as an average percent of weight loss drop for the students. So someone comes in at 200 pounds, they're going to lose somewhere between 32 and 40 pounds on average. However, we also have students that have lost 70 or more pounds in just 20 weeks with Lifestyle 180. So Lifestyle 180 is the next level, the next evolution beyond Lifestyle 101, where you really get myself personally coaching you. You get eight assistant coaches looking out for you. You get a whole dynamic group environment because it's a small class, but you're going to have dozens of other like-minded, motivated students all going for their individual goals, but collectively as a group, as a team of sorts. And it's amazing how the students get to know one another and how they support one another and just how powerful and dynamic all of it is. And the best thing I can say about Lifestyle 180, I guess, is people will say, why does it work so well? And I'll say, you know, I could say it's this particular component, or I could say it's because of the assistant coaches or my coaching or it's the education or it's the support or it's the you know, it's all of it, you know, but there's individual components. But really it's like a movie. You know, what makes a good movie? What makes a good movie is the writing, the directing, the lighting, the cinematography, the acting, the you know, all of that. It's everything. And that's, I know that isn't, you know, it doesn't give, you know, great specifics, but that is what Lifestyle 180 is like. It works incredibly well. It's our flagship. It's the place to start after Lifestyle 101. And we continue to evolve it. We continue to make it better and make it stronger. And I'm always striving to improve my performance, and I'm always striving to improve the outcome for the students so that we graduate more students and so that more students get exactly what they came and what they come to do. So, yeah, Lifestyle 180 is
That is awesome. You know, again, another similarity is the fact that I was hoping I wasn't going to hear something, you know, that a real quick flash in the pan. I didn't expect to, of course, but the fact that you have a six-month program, that's exactly what my program is all about. It's a six-month program. So it's, you know, what that says to me is it says that the mindset you have is that it is going to, it's a process. It is going to take effort, but it's going to take time over and consistent activity over a specific amount of time. So, I mean, I am so liking what I'm hearing here. It's just really awesome. Well, unbelievably, the time is just about flown by. So what I want to do is before we close out the call, well, number one is, again, I want to thank you very, very much, David, for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to come on this call, because I know there's a lot of other things you could have been doing. But the fact that you took the time out to come on here tonight and share and teach is just incredible, and it's something that I'm very thankful and grateful for. But how can people, because I have several people on the line tonight that have, well, I don't want to say they've never heard of you, but I don't believe that, I believe that anyways there's a lot of people that don't know enough about you. And so how can people contact you and learn more about Leanness Lifestyle University?
The easiest thing is just come to our brand new website. I mean, we've been online since 1999, but we literally just finished a complete redesign and a relaunch of the website. Just go to lluniversity.com. Once you're there, if you have a question for me specifically, just click on Contact Us. It will come directly to me, and you'll get an answer directly from me. So easiest way to get a hold of me is to do that. And then, of course, to learn more, just go to the website. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, I'm very about what you shared here tonight. And folks, let me tell you something. You know, for those that are new to this call, anyways, when my good friend Jim Hammonds, who I believe was on the line tonight, and my business partner Owen Larson initially thought up the idea of creating Targeting Excellence, you know, what was behind that was this. It was to represent excellence in everything that we said, everything that we did. We wanted to have a topic of excellence. We wanted to have a person that exemplified excellence. And you know what? I can confidently say that tonight that's exactly what you folks received, because David Greenwald is a man that I'm very honored to say that he's my friend. And folks, get in touch with David. Even if you're not, quote-unquote, you know, obese, if you have even that little bit of bulge, or maybe there's something about your nutrition that you're just not happy, definitely get in contact with David. You'll thank yourself for it. And but anyways, that's going to be it tonight. Again, folks, you want to tune in next week. I don't have a guest next week. I'm actually going to do a very special teaching, and guess what the topic is on? It's on spirituality. So you definitely want to tune in next week. Again, this is the Weekly Targeting Excellence Call. My name is John Ramsey. I want to thank everybody for being on the line tonight. Take care, and God bless.